गोविंद हरे को पाल हरे गोविंद हरे को पाल हरे गोविंद हरे गोपाल हरे गोविंद हरे को पाल हरे पाल हरे जय जय प्रभु दीन दयाल हरे दीन दयाल गोविंद हरे गोपाल हरे गोविंद हरे गोपाल हरे गोविंद हरे गोपाल हरे जय जय प्रभु दीन दयाल हरे दीन दयाल हरे ओम सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणी विद्यारंभं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा नमो ब्रह्मादिभ्यो ब्रह्म विद्या संप्रदाय कर्तृभ्यो वंशर्षिभ्यो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः सर्वोपप्लवरहित प्रज्ञानगण प्रत्यगर्तो ब्रह्मैवाहमस्मि ब्रह्मैवाहमस्मि ओम ज्योतिषामपि तज्ज्योतिः तमसः परमुच्यते ज्ञानं ज्ञेयं ज्ञानगम्यं हृदि सर्वस्य विष्ठितम् तद् ज्ञेयं ब्रह्म ज्योतिषामपि ज्योतिः लाइट ऑफ लाइट्स ज्योतिषाम बहुवचनम देन परमुच्यते तमसः परमुच्यते It is said to be beyond the ignorance. Jnanam, it is knowledge. Gneyam, that which is to be known. It is that which is arrived by the knowledge. Jnanagamyam. And where it is present in the minds of all. Hrudi means antakkarana. Hrudi means any thought, chitta vritti. It is present, very much present there. Here, it is not tamaha, ignorance. Not darkness. One principle we have to understand here. There are opaque objects in this world, like this table, this paper, the book. They require something to illumine them. By another source of light, some source of light has to reflect this, then only I can see that. So I can't visually perceive an object. See, that's a statement. I can't visually perceive an object unless and until either it is a reflected light or itself is the source of light. This book is not light enough, I can't read. It requires another light. But the sun, the principle of light, it does not require any other source of light. It shines by itself. Book is paraprakashya. Light because of something. Sun is swaprakashaha, self-effulgent. So, my eyes can perceive only two. Either it should have reflected light or it should be source of light. That which is the source of light does not need another source of light to light it up, correct? When the son tells father, the sun is up, then father doesn't say, bring the flashlight, let me see the sun. You don't require. Why? That source of light doesn't require another source of light. So we know in this world two type of thing, swaprakashaha or paraprakashya. Paraprakashya. This is brought out very beautifully. Here, all these jyotis also, when sunlight also, the source of light, if my eyes are closed, do they light up my thoughts or not? Do they light up my mind or not? No. They have no entry here. Then how do you light up your thoughts? Especially in the dream, whole world is presented by your thoughts only. Ardha vikasaha, samskara janya, grihita grahika smriti janya. From the smriti, grihita grahika, what I acquired earlier, from their samskara, whole thing, vikasa happened, and understand, dream, you don't put up the show, it comes. There also, you don't have, volitionally, I don't put up it. It comes like that. Therefore, everyday dreams are different. There are number of causes for that. But one, we are looking at the, who lights up the dream, who lights up my thought, neither sun, neither moon, neither the flashlight, neither the thunder, the lightning, neither the walk, it lights up what? Atma Jyotisha. Here this part said, Jyotisham Adityanam api Tadgneyam Jyotihi. Very interesting. One thing I want to ask you. When this room is lighted up, you see, correct? The light does two jobs. It knocks off the darkness and bring to the light what is already there. So, this prakashaha is opposed to andhakaraha. Darkness, it nullifies, it removes, it drives it away, and also because of reflected light, those things become lighted up for me. It brings to light already there. Now, Suppose there is darkness, no source of light. In English we call pitch darkness. I don't know what is the pitch and darkness. I mean, there is no light at all. Have you seen the darkness, pitch darkness? Yes or no? Am I asking difficult Vedanta Prashna? That you need not answer. Even if you answer, I know it will be wrong. So better don't answer. So, I am asking you a simple question. Have you seen darkness or not? You can't have Swamiji, iska anubhav karao. I don't require that also. You all experience darkness. We all know darkness. Then we say this place to be lighted up, correct? Because you see darkness. Now, you see object lighted by the bulb. You see absence of light as darkness by what light? Swami, I first take a torch light and look at darkness, correct? Is it like that? Very important question. The absence of prakashaha is also seen by me with a darkness. I see darkness, I see things which are reflected by the light, and I see the source of light which shines by itself. All the three are lighted up by whom? My question is what? Therefore, aprakashaha, paraprakashaha, swaprakashaha. All the three I light up. And you say very clearly, I see darkness. Am I right or not? Any grammatical mistake? Venda, a clean sentence. I see. Oh, I see this chair. Oh, I see the sun. Oh, I see the night. Oh, I see no moon day. Yes. Everything you see. By what light you lighted up all the three? That is by the thought which travels through your eyes and lights up the darkness, reflected object in the light, and the very source of light. Understand? You light up the sun also. You lighted the lighted things also. And you lighted what? Darkness also. Have you ever paid attention to this light? And this is vritti arudha chaitanya. Consciousness riding over the thought. Like the light riding over the waves also looks very bright. Consciousness with the vritti has the power to light up these three things called darkness, object which are reflecting light, and third is what? The source of light. Then the question comes, when the mind is shut in deep sleep, are you there or not? How can I know? Because you are up, you report two things. What? I did not know anything in particular, and I know I was very happy. The two things is there reported by you means you are there lighting up also what? Sleep also. That is called pratyaka jyotihi. Atma Jyoti. That Atma Jyoti, the consciousness, is what? Swaprakasha Anya Prakasha Nirapekshaha Sarvava Basakaha. That consciousness has the speciality, it can light up everything. My thoughts, my waking, my dream, my deep sleep, all the objects which are lighted up by the light, outside light, and also all the sources of light, Aditya, Chandrama, then the flashlight, lightning, everything lights up. And it does not require any other light to light it up. That light does not depend on the thought. Because thoughts are there, consciousness is shining. Thoughts are gone, consciousness become what? Dull, black, it's like that. Still shining. Here I am there, this bulb shines me up. I am not there, what? My absence of soul will shine. Thoughts are there, it shines, the thought. Between two thoughts, there is absence of thought, that also shines up. Bahishpragyaha, antapragyaha, ubhayatpragyaha, pragyanagana, apragya, all that is said in Upanishad. So nicely they are driving to understand your consciousness, which is not opposed to darkness or light. This external physical light stands opposed to what? Darkness. Darkness cannot stand, they cannot be together in same. Ekasmin adhikarane yugapat na sambhavati. In one locus, both cannot be there, darkness and light. Why? Viruddha svabhavat tamaprakashavat ekasmin adhikarane yugapat na sambhavati. Why? Viruditvat. One is, other is not. Therefore, darkness and light are opposed to each other. They negate each other. But this light, writing on my thought, is it opposed to anything? Even in my mind, there is the ignorance. In my mind, there is a knowledge also. I know a lot of things I know. And that knowledge is opposed to ignorance. Once you know, means you know. As a child, you did not know what is electricity, correct? Every child want to see what is electricity. And mother tell, don't go, it's high voltage, it's not America, 120, it is 220 in India. But what is electricity? Child want to know. Then he does what? And one day he put both the fingers in the socket. These fingers are small. It goes inside and the voltage is flowing. What happens? Is called direct realization of electricity. Afterward, he'll never go near any wire because he knows what electricity. And he doesn't say slowly, oh, na malum pad raha hai. No, boom, in one stroke, he knows what electricity. Ignorance gone. Do you have any question about electricity? I know very well. Why? Odin ho gaya. All the children are attracted toward the amber also, glowing amber, you know, fire. They always want to know, 2 years, 1 year, what is that, what is 6 months? It always want to go near that. Why? It's very shining, looks very, very catchy. You want to touch it. And mothers are so scared, this fellow should not touch. In India, when firewood is to burn, and there's a fire outside only. And what happened? One day child goes, even Krishna did, you know. See, in India, when moment a child is born and they get them married earlier, so they will call the goldsmith. And goldsmith come to your home and make all the golden ornament. Have you seen that earlier? I had to do it on our own also. And they have got something to do with the fire, you know. Krishna saw, wow. He fans the fire and a lot of sparks comes out. And he wants to enjoy that. When moment the goldsmith went here and there, what he did? He and Balramji started blowing the fire and so many sparks came and they had a direct experience of water. They got it. Never they will go near it next time.
They got it. Once the knowledge is born, ignorance is gone, it can never come back. Can anybody come and tell me, I got drowned in the water? How? You know swimming, but I forgot. Can you say that? If you are a good swimmer, can you ever forget? No. Knowledge comes. But Swamiji, I am a special case in your class. Huh? Whatever you teach goes away. I am a special. If knowledge goes away, I tell you, it never came. Understand? What you thought was still ignorance only. Okay. Therefore, what is there? Viruddha svabhava. Ignorance and knowledge also is opposite to each other, like in darkness. Once you know, what can you do? You know it. You saw certain thing, you over now. You don't want to have that memory, but it is there, kya karega? It is there, you saw certain thing. You wish you did not see it, but knowledge has taken place, correct? You saw it. You know it. What is very, very hot food put in your mouth by mistake once? Then you know what? For 7 days you will not taste anything afterwards. That's called hot food. In India, there's something they do something, you know. They put hot their soup and they put spoon inside it also. Then in where you are hungry, you want to drink that soup. You take the hot food, which is equal to the temperature of what? Soup. And you put in your mouth. Then what happens? Then all the swaras come. Ayu, appa, lolo, start. You know what is hot. You know what is chili. You know, pepper. Whether you know it or not, once you put in your mouth, what? Two fellows, they have never seen Indian salad. They are Westerners. And this fellow, in India, they do cut the chilies also and put salad. And the number one ate. And it was like our jalapeno something was there, loving you, Marchu. And this fellow was burning. Tears came out of his eyes. So red he became. Already white and become red. Another fellow was like, what happened? Why is he crying so much suddenly? He thought he's crying. And to put him on a trip, he said, today only I remember my dead father, today only. So in his memory, I'm crying today. Because he was waiting for him also to eat dead. The next fellow, he was eating other thing, very, very nice, very nice, very nice, then the chili came. Then he was hot, he was start crying. Then this fellow asked, what happened? Why you are crying? I'm crying for my dead father. He said, the day your daddy died, why didn't you die that day? Why are you here to suffer me like that? So this is called what? Knowledge is like that. Happens means what happened? You like it or not, it is there already. Doesn't take your permission. Does the chili take your permission? Can I give you hot taste or not? No, you get it. You sit in the class, what happened? Whether you like it or not, knowledge happens. In spite of your free will, understand. Knowledge is like that. Therefore, ignorance gone is gone. Pujya Swami Dayanji Maharaj never wanted to learn music. He never wanted to go to school to learn music. His neighbors were all singers. And they will start early morning. And he will disturb his sleep. And to make fun of them, he started imitating them. All that he used to do. His voice is so good. And those fellows thought that he want to learn and doing these things, he called him, oh, you're doing very well. How did music knowledge come to him? What? In spite of you, correct? One good thing about Arshavidya Gurukulam is what? You just come and sit. We will do everything afterward, okay? Make you pakka. See, that happens. Whenever you talk to your friends and talk about reality, they are surprised. How did you learn all these things? I thought you don't know anything, but you talk so big thing. So you are also surprised. How do you know so well now? Okay. Now I can take classes now instead of Swamiji now. So I think happens. You are surprised. Generally, when you start teaching more than your students, you are surprised. Why? When did all this enter inside? And how did it come nicely outside? Okay? You always require somebody's eyes, two eyes open to you and listening properly. Then your knowledge, all, you are surprised. And other fellow is surprised more. How do you know so much? Yes, all. Knowledge does not take place. Therefore, but one thing is there. I did not know this area. Now that ignorance is gone, this knowledge is there. Both are opposed to each other. Jnanam agnanam, gata jnanam, gata agnanam, gata jnanena, gata agnanam gacchati. Correct? Gatakara vritti, gata jnanam, what? Destroys. Vritti jnanam requires for any knowledge. Your mind has to undergo exactly the form of that vastu, vishayakara vritti, has to become. Then you know it. I know my mind takes the form of this pot, I know what is pot. Vritti vyapti, falavyapti. First the mind takes the form, then you recognize that form as a pot. They are opposed to each other. Vritti looks like a light only. Opposed to the ignorance, the vritti jnanam is a knowledge which destroys the ignorance and gets destroyed in process also. The gata jnanam destroyed gata jnanam and itself got destroyed in the process. But consciousness, does it be replaced by something? Is there anything opposed to consciousness? He says, no, even jnanam, it illumines. Even knowledge, it illumines, and also illumines what? Ignorance is not opposed to anything. It is the one which supports everything. The self-consciousness, which is me, Atma Jyoti, does not mind this ignorance being there. Let it be there. If you remove, okay. If you don't remove, what? Okay. It is neither opposed to it, neither for it. That is the consciousness, Atma Jyoti, Asamhata Jyoti. All these Jyoti are Samhata again. They are put together. Sun undergo a lot of change, fusion, etc. Then the imitation is there. Atma is not like that. It is not limited. It is vyapakam. It is limitless. It is not only in me, it is in all. Kshetragyam chapi mam viddhi sarva kshetre subharata. This is the consciousness which illumines darkness and light outside. It illumines the source of light also outside. It illumines ignorance and knowledge both and neither opposed to anything. And it is self-shining, and self-shining always nitya prakasha swarupa hai. And there is no thing in the world which does not shine. Sarvavabhasakatvam is not in the sunlight. In night it cannot light up things. In the cave, which is never opened, that cave, it cannot even light up all that is in the dark cave, it cannot light up that also. But this consciousness, there is no thing in this world which is not lighted up by you. That consciousness you are. What a thing! Can anybody praises you like this? Itna bada? Aap wo prakash hai, jo sabko prakashit karte hai. Nobody can illumine you, self-revealing, self-supporting. Atma Jyoti. Atma Chaitanya Jyotisha Iddanihi Adityani Adityadini Jyotishim Dipyante, all is lighted up by me. See, we all thought we are lighted up by the sunlight. The fact is what? Sun also is what? Lighted up by me. Same. And he quotes few mantras. Yena suryastapati tejasetah tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati smritecha yada dityagatam tejah jagadvasayate khilam. By the consciousness only the sun shines. By their consciousness only everything else shines. And nobody can shine up this consciousness. That is you. Now, one more thing. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Raja Janaka asked the question, Laghu Prashna. Laghu Prashna means very brief question. Kim Jyoti Ayam Purushah? Of what light is this person? And he starts, Adityena Jyotisha Aste Palyate Karma Kurute Vipalyate Iti. By the consciousness of the sun, this person gets up, goes to the work, finishes the work, come back. Four action. Wakes up, start going, does the job, and what? Goes there, sit there, do the job, and come back. Gets up, go, do job, return. I return in time and go in time because boss is waiting there, your wife is waiting there. So he cannot go 1 minute later or earlier. Kyun der se aaya, he had to answer. Kyun der se aaya to enter. This man is amazing, I don't know. Why are you late? Boss is asking. And local boss is asking, why are you late again here also? So he has to take the same train and reaches home. Boom. Then they are both happy. He calls shunting. Whole life goes what? Shunting. Then next time when sunlight is not there, night kya hota hai? He said, then the Chandrama, you can get up, do things in the Chandrama Jyotisha also. Moonlight, lot of things are happening. Then moon and sun both are not there. Then lightning is there, you can do something, you can see in first 1 second, lot of things in that. But that is not there. What is there? Flashlight is there in my hand, or the torch is there. Even that is not there. Sun, moon, lightning, flash, all are not there. I am in a deep forest, dark, no moonday, nothing is there. By what light I will reach the my village? Vab Jyotihi. You hear the sound, people talking, you know the village is that side. You see dog barking, you know what? Village is that side, Vag Jyoti. Yeah, in the home also, where light goes away, everything is dark. You say, I am here, you are there, don't come. Or head, on head collision will happen, okay? You be there, I will slowly move. Vag Jyoti. Even the speech, you can get up, go, come back, all this happen. But Vag Jyoti is also not there. In dream, what happens? These are not there. You know one thing, do you see your dream dark or lighted up? Somebody said, that's why I put the plug in my ear and sleep so light can come. Some fellow wear glasses and sleep because they should be clear there also. You don't require all that. Ando anando bhavati. There you see the day. You're sleeping at night, there you see a day, very clear day. By what jyoti you created one sun and lighted up that one also? Astam aditya jyoti se. All these are set now. In deep sleep also you have your experience. Then the vyapti comes. Vyapti is very beautiful in Sanskrit. Yatra yatra vyahvaraha tatra tatra tad vyatirikta jyoti radhinaha. Yatra yatra vyavaraha. Vyavara means transaction. Give and take. Some movement is there. Some job is done. Yatra yatra vyavaraha tat tat vyavaraha tat vyavara vyatirikta jyotihi adinaha.
That whole transaction happened because of the light which is different, something separate from this very transaction. We are all talking, we are looking at each other, even using all the jyoti. The jyoti doesn't interfere in our class, thank God. Illumines, that's all. Vyatirikta jyoti. If the light is not there, this thing cannot happen. If sunlight is not there, you are not going to go to your office and do the job. If moonlight is not there, a lot of things will not happen. But all this light and lightning are gone. Flashlight is not there. Vak jyoti is not there. Total pitch darkness in deep sleep. Still, you experience and you report back. You are there. Any experience, something is going, vyavara is there also. You report that, means what? That they call different from the deep sleep. Something is there that they call Atma jyoti. Which illumines everything. Atmana jyoti, Atmana jyotisha, aste palyate karma kurute vipalyate iti. That is the jyoti you are. Beautiful. There is one beautiful word called antar jyotihi, bahi jyotihi, pratyak jyotihi, parat parah, jyoti jyoti, aham jyotihi, atma jyoti, Shivosmyaham. Very beautiful. They call Nididhyasana. Some verses you remember, and when you sit for meditation, especially for contemplation, you repeat those verses in your mind and see the meaning of those verses. Antah Jyotihi, the Jyoti which is mind. Bahi Jyoti, external light. Pratyak jyoti, the consciousness which is light. Parat para, it is beyond everything. It is beyond the knowledge and ignorance both. Jyotihi jyoti, the light of all jyoti. Aham jyoti, I am that jyoti. The awareness is consciousness. The awareness is light. That awareness is all auspicious. Shivo, Shiva, aham asmiti. Beautiful. This is called meditation. Now, Gnana Dehe Dussampadana Buddhya Prapto Avasadasya Uttambanartham Aha. Now, one thing happened. Listening such an concentrated Vedanta, the listener lost his heart. I said, next time onwards, I will not come. This is not my cup of tea. I cannot handle this. Too difficult for me to understand. See, everybody thinks the other fellow understands. Another fellow understands the same thing he thinks also. You understand. Therefore, to inspire, you know, job of the teacher is what? Whenever students give up the heart, he has to do what? Cheer him up. Anybody gone to Badrinath walking? Previously people used to go walking to Badrinath. Amazing. They go walking. And it is a high altitude, some 12,000 feet above the sea level. The air is thick. One thing is that you want to reach anywhere, your mind reaches immediately. Badrinath is already reached. Only this luggage has to be transported. That's only problem. The world over, airlines runs only on this luggage called body. That is to be transported. So, and it is heavy also. See, we have got two fellows. His holiness or his heaviness. So, this fellow... Sorry. Want you read little bit you walk, you ask, huh? Those people are returning from Badrinath. How far Badrinath is there? And they have seen, because they have gone through like that. Just to inspire you, they will say, you see that mountain? There only it is there. Very quickly you reach there. Really? You get inspired and again walk. When you reach that mountain, Badrinath is not there.
other fellows coming around. Kitna dur hai? Baba, thoda samne dikhta hai. Oh, that one only. Again you read their word, stiff one comes. Like that, they don't write any mileage. Nothing is written. Why? They know how you will reach there slowly. Just to tell you, but it's very close. This is called what? Inspiring. Similarly, they understood. Krishna understood. Gone. All these fellows are what now? Gone. Vedanta is not for us. Vedanta is for what? Some old people who have nothing else to do, they study Vedanta. So, uttabhanartham, he said, ussahit karne ke liye, jnanam jneyam jnanagamyam rudhi sarvasya vishtitam. Bhagavan says, don't give up. Knowledge, that which is to be known, and that which is arrived by knowledge, all that is in you only. In order to go out. How? Then he explained. Jnanam is first amanitvadi. I am not taught amanitvam here. Our Swami stopped here. All this helps one thing, to be on your own lap. Manam is dimension also. Parimana. Manam. One who has vairagya, dissociates from all manam, because Atma is free from any manam. That is amanitva. Any upadhi also you think I am great because of this or this, that is given to you upadhi dharma. Any achievement is there, it is you or it is something superimposed upon you? Nobody answers. Okay. You are a software engineer. Correct? Software? You know software? Those who talk very softly. Don't talk very loud. This software is what? Right time, right place, you become. Correct? You are a doctor, what? Upadhi. Your engineer, what? Upadhi. Anything you have got is what? Upadhi dharma. It is not your dharma. Your what? Satchidananda. That is amanitvam is your swarupa. Manitvam is what? Upadhi dharma. Therefore, more and more I look at myself, then all upadhi dharma is ego only. That is big amanitvam. One Swami told me about Dambitvam. Bhagavan is the greatest Mayavi, correct? He has got Maya. And if you start playing Maya with the Mayavi, who will be winner? He is the winner. You are putting weight before Bhagavan, that is called Maya. What you are not, you are trying to purge yourself. How you are going to know what you are? Suppose snake want to cover itself. That's not right. Already you are false, and to cover that false, you make another false thing, which is very dangerous, correct? Therefore, all the hypocrisy, let it go from our life. Be a real person. People love it. If you don't know, say, I don't know. People love it, correct? They like to, you are honest. And in American language, you can say, your child asks question, and you say, Sonny, I will research and tell you. They never say, I will look into it. In Indian English, I will research and tell you. But never I will tell you, okay? But if you are honest, then you don't. No. Honesty like. What you are, be outside. Why should you dye your color? Dye your hair? There is a dambitam or adambitam. Enjoy every gray hair. I work for it, correct? I am married, don't you understand? One guy asked Akhandanji Maharaj, Swamiji, people will ask funny question, I got funny answer also. He said, my mustache is still black. Why my hair has become grey? He said, idiot, don't you know one thing? This came 15 years later. This was earlier. That's what he became worse. Ye baad mein aaya hai, pehle tha. Then other fellow asked, I don't tell that answer. Ye very bad. Then Bhagwan ne mujh kyun banai? They asked such question. To unhone kaha, naak ka balgam muh mein na jaye, isliye banai beech mein rokne ke liye. The adambitva. Be what you are exactly. People will love it. That's what you are exactly. See, people, you are one person in the home. And when you meet outside, there is a performance orientation, you come as different person. Why that two persons? Even children say, Mom, when neighbors come, you are so good. What happened to you afterwards? Your language changes, you're so sweet, you're like. When the customer comes, look at the shopkeepers, how they become sweet. Why? Let you be what you are. People will love it. All this is said to what? A mind which has got manittam, dambittam, himsa, that mind is not together. That mind cannot even learn anything. To gain a learning mind, all these values were talked, values and attitude both are talked. Some values have attitude, some are only values. Both are talked very well. That is called here jnanam. Gneyam, gnayate anenaita gneyam, that Brahman, gneyam yatta pravakshami, that is also here only. And what is to be understood by that vrittiya, jnanam, the Brahman, akshara Brahma, that is also in your mind. Pratibodha viditam matam. Understand? Now tell me, every vritti, the thought, there is a consciousness in there, not consciousness alone as though modified to become a thought. So there is a consciousness, and I can recognize the consciousness there in the very mind and any vritti only. I can knock off the ignorance by what? By vritti jnanam only. And who has to prepare? The vritti has to prepare. By amanitvam ityadi. Therefore, jnanam, the preparedness, jnayam, the consciousness, and jnanagyambyam, by right tight of pramana vichara, to know that also happens here only. Therefore, all is here. Rudhi sarvasya Pranijatasya Vishtitam. Vishtitam, very important word. Vishtitam is what? Here Shankaracharya writes that Visheshena Sthitam. And Swami Dayanandi Maharaj feels very strongly there is some mistake. He said it should be Avisheshena Sthitam. The consciousness without attributes, it is available in every thought. Bodham, bodham, pratividitam. You need not wait for consciousness to pop up. Every thought is consciousness. Every sight is consciousness. Anything here is consciousness. Sarvam is Brahman only. Therefore, there is no special time where I will meet Brahman. Time is Brahman. All the time available. Space is Brahman. And any physical body, it is there. It's not a special body, Brahman is available. Special corner is available. Therefore, it's what? This consciousness, Vishtitam Sthitam, present without any change. Therefore, Alupta Drik Atma Jyotihi. There is sun can rise and set, moon can rise and set, flame can come and go, torch, flashlight, battery get over. But this is what? Avilupta Drik, and it is Nitya Chaitanya. That's very good. That's what? Brahma Rupena, in every vritti it is available, you have to just recognize. Only thing one need to know is to recognize.
Tell me, which wave is water? Which wave is water? I want to know water. I want special wave. Every wave is what? Water. Therefore, to recognize, once you recognize water, no problem. Every thought is Brahman only. It shines in every thought. And there is no special thing required to know it. It is you only. Therefore, tatra eva hi trayam vibhavyate. More and more preparedness means understand mind is more pure. And I don't want to use this word pure means you, oh, pure mind. Pure mind with likes and dislikes are in keeping with right and wrong. That's called mind. Whatever I like is right. Whatever I dislike is wrong. That's the mind. Effortlessly. Dharma. Like Yudhishthira. Also inform about all the words of Vedanta, Samskara Yukta. Also alert to learn. What counts in learning is alertness. What is going on, I stay with that. And also I don't start my own commentary, oh, he talks well, today was good, but overshooting I know. All the things, don't start that. Go with the subject, see with that. And thereafter, Pramana will do all jobs because it is you. Ignorance doesn't, I don't drive ignorance, knowledge drives the ignorance of. Swamiji, will I know or not? Hey, you know your ignorance and knowledge. And once it's gone. Even teacher says you are ignorant, but you can't accept that because you know already. In Keno Prince, the teacher said, I don't think you know it. He said, I can't say not that I know it. Not that I do not know. I can't say I know it. I question I do not know. One who knows like that knows. One who doesn't know this doesn't know like that. Naham Veda Suvediti. Noham Vedeti Vedacha. Like that he went on. And teacher was very happy. Why? This fellow got it correct. Now he conclude the whole thing. And very beautiful verse. I thought I would finish this, but no time today. 18th verse, one thing is that how the devotion to the Lord, how your prayers and surrender to the Lord helps you to gain freedom. Unless this comes to one's mind, this knowledge is not possible. One day, Swami Akhandanandji Maharaj told me, तुम जिसको जानना चाहते हो उसके प्रति तुम्हारा प्रेम नहीं है तो क्या जानोगे इसको आत्मा रूप से जानना चाहते हो प्रेम सो टू हुम यू वांट टू नो लव फॉर दैट एंड ही टोल्ड मी वन मोर प्रक्रिया लव फॉर ईश्वर इज देयर गॉड इज देयर एंड वंस यू नो That Lord to be the self of all, your love for all will be what? Unconditional. And that's, Brahman is your Atma. Therefore, Atma love is also what? You really love yourself afterwards. At this moment, most of us love ourselves or hate ourselves. The person whom I know, I what? I don't want to think about me also. Why I did all that thing? What I had done? But that person, behind that, the real person, what you are hating is Eva only. Real is the most lovable. So, pehle Ishwar se prem, Ishwar sarva jagat hai, the sabse prem, or phir apne atma se prem. Beautiful. So, here, mad bhakta etad, we'll read that verse, and next class will be when now? Today is what? April, huh? Okay. I got still more, two class to take, okay. इति क्षेत्रं तथा ज्ञानम् ज्ञेयं चोक्तं समासतः मद्भक्त एतत् विज्ञाय मद्भावायोपपद्यते
Very beautiful verse. Okay. Om. Is nobody to make any announcement today?
Om Shanno Mitra Shambharunaha Shanno Bhavat Varyama Shanno Indro Bruhaspatihi Shanno Vishnururukramaha Namo Brahmane
Namaste Vayu
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami Ritam Vadishyami Satyam vadishyami tanmam avatu tad vaktaram avatu avatu mam avatu vaktaram om shanti shanti shantihi om patram karanebhi shrunuyama devah bhadram pashye makshapidya jatrah Tirairangai tustubakum sastanubihi vyase madhevahitam yadayuhu swastina indra vrittasravaha swastina pusha visvavedaha swastina staksho arishtanemihi swastina bruhaspatir dadato om shanti 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 Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om